DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 31 this afternoon under overcast skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, lows dip down to about 25. Tomorrow, highs around 43. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 27.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, over the last week or so across the state, we've seen a little bit of snow, a little bit of rain, a little bit of ice, all trying to help out end some of the drought conditions in these states. But the big question is, has it been enough?
I think 4 to 5 inches of snow, and it was a pretty decently wet snow. As far as Cheyenne Bottoms, it might not have done much to break the drought and the dry conditions that we have.
That was Curtis Wolf, the director of the Wetlands Education Center on KWCH News, where he says they're still roughly 9 inches short to try and break the drought conditions, as last year they were dramatically lower in the amount of rainfall they received compared to previous years.
2022, we only recorded about almost 17 inches of rain for the year. That's about 9 inches below our average. Those 45 events, most of them were smaller rain events and just didn't provide the necessary runoff.
He does say, however, that he's optimistic about springtime, where we could get some heavier rainfall that could help end the drought conditions.
Riverwind RV, Kansas's most trusted RV dealer, will be down at Century 2 February 2nd through 5th. Go check out Riverwind RV at the Greater Kansas RV Show at Century 2. Riverwind RV, located at 1523 West Ledgerwood Drive, is Kansas's most trusted RV dealer with a great sales and service department. And February 2nd through 5th is your chance to catch them downtown at Century 2. Check out Riverwind RV for your fifth wheels, toy haulers, and travel trailers. For the biggest selection of RVs in Kansas, go see Riverwind RV at the Greater Kansas RV Show February 2nd through 5th. Riverwind RV carries all the top brands. Go down to 1523 West Ledgerwood Drive to check out their selection of Winnebago, Heartland, Forest River, Keystone, Gulfstream, and more. Riverwind carries all the brands you want and services them too. Check them out February 2nd through 5th for the Greater Kansas RV Show at Century 2. You won't want to miss it. Visit Riverwind RV today at riverwindrv.com.
The Food and Drug Administration at the federal level has placed a recall on products that have been sold here in the state of Kansas due to an allergy alert that could make some individuals ill. KSNT News reports that the company of Skinny Dipped out of Seattle, Washington, announced there was a voluntary recall limiting the amount of Skinny Dipped dark chocolate cocoa almonds along with the dark chocolate salted caramel cashews. As they say, the recall was initially announced back on January 20th due to an undeclared peanut allergen in the ingredients from the raw material supplier. Officials say that those who have an allergy to peanuts run the risk of serious or life-threatening allergic reactions if they eat the recalled products. In other news, the National Weather Service has reported that some of the communities in western Kansas are experiencing some of the driest seasons on record. Skake News reports that as of last year, they reported only 8.75 inches of precipitation in the Healy, Kansas area, which is close to the record of low rainfall that we saw in 1956 at 8.92 inches. At the same time, the cities of Garden City and Wakini broke their records for the driest that they've seen since the Dust Bowl.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. In light of it being National School Choice Week across the nation, some legislation has been presented to the Nebraska State Legislature, including Legislative Bill 753 called the Opportunity Scholarship Act that was introduced by State Senator Lou Anne Linehan of the Omaha area that would create school choice in the state, allowing children to be able to choose what schools they wish to go to. Opponents of the bill, however, say that it would fund religious institutions as it would fund Catholic private schools in the state. Supporters of the bill say they disagree.
Here in the Diocese of Grand Island, we're serving 20% of our students who are not from Catholic backgrounds. At Central Catholic alone, we have students who identify as Hindi, students who follow Islam, and it just a wide array of different religious beliefs. And of course, we teach the doctrine of the Catholic Church, and we try to teach, more importantly than that, how we can be good, productive people.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and took up a recommendation from the city administrator to contract on an as-needed basis with Lance Neese of Olathe to further development of a child care center in our community. The proposal was for $1,000 per meeting plus mileage. Neese has met with the steering committee and has met as part of a community conversation to gather information. An open-end contract was questioned by some council members, with others asking his past experience and qualifications. Neese was instrumental in developing a not-for-profit child care center in Lindsberg, which city officials had visited previously. Austin St. John said the next steps are to draft a budget and explore options for a building that could house some 95 children. Councilman Todd Fry was first to respond, noting there seems to be confusion and miscommunication in the community, and that hiring a consultant may be putting the cart ahead of the horse. Jeff Keating noted the steering committee had not been contacted, and some were concerned with committee members who had expressed reservations with Neese. Keith Beichman concurred that it's perhaps too early for this step, while St. John countered that he hopes to keep the process going. Indications were that operations of such a facility would be funded through tuition, with funding that Neese could participate in used toward a building. Councilmember Laurie Snellings asked how much in tax dollars are to be spent. After a lengthy discussion, a motion was passed unanimously to reimburse Neese $2,000 for the previous two meetings he had participated in, but no further commitment was made. An engineer with BG Consultants updated the city council on plans for updating and expanding the sewage lagoon, adding an extra cell. He estimated a $3.2 million project, with $600,000 funding through a community development block grant and up to another $1 million that could be borrowed with principal forgiveness through KDHE, bringing the final cost to the city to around $2 million. The proposal will be sent to the state for approval and bids could be in by mid-March. A fishing agreement for the Country Club Lake was renewed through 2027 with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, who had asked clarification if the lake were to be put on the state fishing maps to be printed this spring. Vote was 6-1, with Parker Price voting no after he had expressed concern with spending tax dollars for something the city doesn't own. Approval was given for $38,000 toward chip seal rock to be used for some 34 blocks of street resurfacing this year, as well as appointment for Dean Thomas as chair of the Zoning Board of Appeals through 2025, replacing Tony Deaver. Legal considerations continue in Nemahal County, with consideration of a suit filed against the city of Seneca and related parties by a homeowner and developer challenging a decision to issue a conditional use permit to Ag Partners for a new distribution facility at the west edge of the community. A bench trial was held with attorneys submitting findings. A decision in the case is pending. Improving student attendance at Marysville Junior Senior High Schools was among topics at the recent USD 364 school board meeting. As Superintendent Darren Schrader reported, perhaps 30% of students currently miss less than 10% of days, with a goal set to get that number up to 90%. Schrader's contract was renewed through the 24-25 school year, with salary to be determined at budget time. Resignation of district librarian Lynn Croc was accepted end of the school year, and Kevin Morris was hired as elementary custodian. Construction work to begin this week in Pawnee County on Nebraska Highways 8 and 50 with bridge work, culverts, and guardrail installation east of Pawnee City, continuing through Dubois south to the state line. Two-lane traffic will be reduced after March 20th, when the road will be closed from the Highway 8 junction north of Dubois to the state line south. A detour will be marked to the U.S. 77 hitter change, then south to U.S. 36, as well as local detours for Highway 50. Work is expected through the remainder of 2023. Charlie Lindeen, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville American Legion. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Charlie Lindeen. Ricky Rick D. Bush, age 69, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday at 10:30 at the Mount Hope Cemetery south of Frankfort, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Rick Bush.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today, staying slightly cooler with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. Staying fairly mild overnight tonight, partly cloudy and breezy with our lows in the mid-20s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. A bit warmer for Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Staying slightly cooler and breezy throughout Saturday, mostly cloudy skies with our highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s, north winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And very chilly throughout Saturday night, cloudy skies with our lows just above and below zero, north winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. These cooler temperatures will continue as we head into next week. Cloudy skies on Sunday with our highs in the single digits and lower teens, and still cloudy over Sunday night with our lows just above and below zero. Still cloudy on Monday with our highs in the single digits and upper teens. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January, 40, record high on this date, 70. The average low 19 and the record low 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:39. Sunset this evening at 5:40.
Our national emblem is, of course, the bald eagle, but it wasn't the unanimous choice of the founding fathers. A word about some runners-up today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 26th, the 26th day of the year. Hockey player Wayne Gretzky was born on this day, and in a letter dated January 26, 1784, Ben Franklin revealed his opposition to the bald eagle becoming our national emblem. Despite its majestic appearance, the eagle's scavenging habits, he said, revealed the bird to be a poor moral character. Rather, he suggested a turkey would be more apt, citing their reputation for aggressively defending their territory and their young. Or to really mirror the national character, Franklin suggested a more fitting symbol would be a rattlesnake. Both are persuasive arguments, but we're glad old Ben lost on this one. We're quite happy with the one that soared. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Smith Auto is proud to support the skilled Pawnee City Indians winter sports teams. The athletes have been training diligently and are sure to bring in the wins as they compete in the upcoming events this week. From the crew at Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer newer used auto parts, body repairs, and glass installations. Alfea is confident the Pawnee City High School winter sports teams will be busting out onto the field and court, ready to dominate at this week's next game. Their hard work and natural talent is sure to bring a victorious season. Good luck, Indians, from Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. As baseball season gears up for the 2023 season, the Kansas City Royals have announced a few trades with the team. As KSNT News reports that the latest one includes outfielder Michael A. Taylor, as Taylor had spent two seasons with the Kansas City Royals after a seven-year stint with the Nationals and wrapped up his career with Kansas City, batting with a .254 average in 2022. He also had a .313 with on-base percentage, hitting nine home runs and 43 RBIs. Kansas City traded Taylor for two pitchers coming from the Minnesota Twins. At the same time, the franchise has also announced that they are trading Alberto Modesi, as he's set to go to Boston now, as they've traded him for the left-handed relief pitcher Josh Taylor. Modesi wrapped up the 2022 season with a series of injuries during his career with Kansas City and appeared in only 15 games last season, having a .244 batting average with 37 home runs. Taylor is coming to the Kansas City Chiefs after missing the 2022 season with a back injury. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
People who suffer from arthritis are getting real pain relief with exciting biologic therapies at QC Kinetics.
The success rate is there, and there's no better way to treat yourself when it comes to dealing with pain.
Meet Tyler Vail, co-founder of QC Kinetics, who says they can't cure arthritis, but they can treat the pain.
If you think of the tide coming in and out on the beach and what it does, it erodes the sand, right? Can't stop the tide, but eventually when the sand or the beach gets bad enough, we backfill that beach with sand so that we get generations of enjoyment with that beach again. And the same thing happens with your knee or your shoulder or your hip or your back. We want to backfill the problems that have happened to this point. I'm not stopping the tide, so I'm not stopping the arthritis, but I want to get generations of enjoyment out of those joints again.
Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation. Learn more about how restorative biologic therapies can get you real and lasting joint pain relief.
Call QC Kinetics, 316-285-9975. That's 316-285-9975. 316-285-9975.
Even with the potential ankle injury, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says that he is looking at day-to-day, but is expected to play in the AFC Championship coming up on Saturday against the Cincinnati Bengals. Cake News reports that Mahomes suffered a high ankle sprain on Saturday's playoff win over the Jacksonville Jaguars, where he left the game in the first half and was able to return after halftime. Head coach Andy Reid did tell reporters on Monday that Mahomes is working hard with his treatment and is doing okay and is expected to be on the field on Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs are going into Sunday's game against the Bengals as the underdog and the sixth underdog since the 2000s to have a disadvantage at their home stadium. If the Bengals remain the favored team against the Chiefs at kickoff, they'll be just the second AFC team since 2008 to be a road favorite. The Bengals are going into the game with a regular season record of 12-4. The Chiefs are 14-3. The Kansas City Chiefs have lost the last three games against the Cincinnati Bengals. The last time winning against them was back in 2018, where they won 45-10. But American Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, be sure to order your Wine Wednesday ticket package for only $25 when your K-State women's basketball team takes on Baylor Wednesday, February 15th. Packages include a K-State wine glass, a pregame event in the Shamrock Zone with wine and food, plus a ticket to the Baylor game. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get yours today. Go Cats!
Senior night tonight for the Marysville Wrestlers hosting Abilene. Hiawatha Girls Invitational semifinals continue. This afternoon, Concordia takes on Lafayette back in the bracket. Marysville faces Jackson Heights at 6. Jackson Heights, the number one seed. And St. Mary's will face host Hiawatha this evening at 7:30. We'll have the Lady Bulldogs live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1 tonight at 6. Valley Heights tips off at Wetmore in a Thursday night match, while Lynn entertains Onega.
Brighten your spring and early summer garden with the showy flowers of Golden Alexander. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You can find small colonies of this native growing in wet, sunny meadows, moist prairies, and open woodlands. It prefers moist soil but will tolerate drier conditions, making it well-suited to rain gardens. Golden Alexander is hardy in zones 3 to 8 and prefers full sun to light shade, but will tolerate shadier locations. This short-lived perennial will self-seed, allowing it to naturalize when growing conditions are right. The 1 to 3 feet tall plants are topped with bright yellow flowers, similar to other members of the carrot family. A variety of bees and butterflies will nectar on the flowers, and black swallowtail caterpillars feed on the leaves. Golden Alexander is relatively pest-free, and the deer tend to leave it be. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Bannister can help you get to a better state. He'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, see John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today, and get to a better state.
Showing now at the Astro 3 Theater, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, rated PG. Showing Friday and Saturday at 7 and 9, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. A Man Called Otto, starring Tom Hanks, rated PG-13. Showing Friday and Saturday, 7 and 9, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. Finally, Megan, rated PG-13. Showing Friday and Saturday at 7 and 9:30, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Today, Duluth, Minnesota, and Superior, Wisconsin are major shipping points on Lake Superior. However, turn back the clock a century and a half, and it was this town, up the shoreline, that had the advantage. They are still loading some of the lake's largest ships here. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com. Just up the shore of Lake Superior from Duluth, you will find the city of Two Harbors, Minnesota.
Two Harbors was the original spot where the original ore docks and the terminus of the Duluth and Iron Range Railroad, where they were shipping the ore that came off the Vermilion Range. It was important because it was the first major development on the North Shore after the Treaty of 1854 opened it up for white settlement.
Mel Sando says that at the time, Two Harbors was far more important than the fledgling community of Duluth.
Two Harbors was chosen as the place to ship ore from because of the type of soil in the bottom of Agate Bay. It had a clay bottom that allowed them to put pilings into the water and build the large ore docks they needed to ship.
The Historical Society here displays some of the steam engines that pulled ore cars from the Iron Range to the ships waiting here at the docks.
The first one is the original locomotive that was on the Minnesota Iron Range, and that's what we call the three-spot. It's a small Baldwin locomotive, but it was used in the construction of the railroad. It was actually too light to pull ore trains.
The three-spot served the city for 15 years. Eventually, it gave way to much larger engines.
The largest locomotive ever built, one of them, and that's called the Yellowstone Mallee. It's an articulated slow-drag locomotive. It would pull a load that four diesels would have to pull today. It represents the last in steam locomotives. The Mallees made their last run in 1960.
There are only three of those locomotives still in existence today. The ore is still being loaded here, and we head to the docks next time as we travel the countryside. Two Harbors, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
Now with extended hours, the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville is open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 until 2 Saturday and Sunday. More time to grab your favorite coffee, pies, sandwiches, and afternoon teas. Daily specials will have you trying something new each time you order. The Empty Cup, downtown Marysville. Open now weekdays 7 until 7 and weekends 7 until 2.
Prompalooza at Diane's Dresses, etc. in Wymore is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over 450 dresses to choose from, Diane has the largest prom selection in the area. All of your formal wear needs, plus goodie bags and door prizes, with $100 towards a dress purchase and a $100 photo shoot to be given away. No appointments necessary. Drop by Diane's Dresses in Wymore for the Prompalooza this Friday, 11 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, noon till 4.
Walleye could be a valuable addition for aquaculture operations. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. This desirable fish is easy on the palate and commands a high price as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Walleye are one of my favorite fish species to catch and eat. The firm white flesh and mild flavor make walleye a sought-after seafood choice in North America and Northern Europe. They're an emerging species for aquaculture operations and will command a good price for market-ready sizes. Walleye can be raised in ponds, cages, or tanks. However, they're a bit more high maintenance than some other species. Joe Morris is an extension aquaculture specialist at Iowa State University. He says walleye require high-quality, cool water conditions. They don't like bright light because it stresses them out, and they need to be trained to eat the high-protein commercial diet you provide for them rather than eating their siblings.
These are top predator fish, and so they're used to chasing live prey. They're not like catfish or used to eating all kinds of food substances. Walleye like to eat live prey, so what you're trying to do is convince them that that nugget of food you're trying to provide to them is something that they want to consume. So you got to deal with palatability and visibility of the palate.
When finding a market for a high-value fish like walleye, he says it's important to know the social demographics of an area.
You deal with probably white tablecloth restaurants. Start with that. Go into the local seafood markets or grocery stores. I do see walleye being sold on and off than that, but they use it at the higher end. So you got to keep in mind that when they're selling them $10, $12, I've seen them as much as $20 a pound on the retail side. You really have to think, how do you attract the consumer willing to pay that kind of money? And then what volume of animals are you going to be selling at that price?
Learn more about raising walleye at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
people live a life filled with if-onlys. They would be happy if only they had something more. And if I'm being honest, I can be that person too. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. I am slightly embarrassed to admit the number of times I utter, if only. If you were a fly on the wall at our house, you'd hear me lament to my husband, if only we had a bigger house. Maybe for you, the if only is a promotion at work, or a bigger paycheck, or a new car. Maybe it's something simple like a new pair of shoes. Wanting more isn't necessarily bad. You might actually have a need for more. But always wanting more than you need can distract you from God's purpose for your life. So don't live an if-only life. Live a life where you know you're enough. Live a life of meaning that goes beyond material things. You'll find your life is filled with contentment, confidence, and generosity.
Researchers study the disinfecting properties of light to improve food safety. Today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming fieldwork. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. You've probably seen how ultraviolet light is used to destroy bacteria. A research team led by Assistant Professor Govindaraj Dev Kumar at the University of Georgia is looking at how the UV rays in natural sunlight can impact bacteria found in food production and handling. Dev Kumar says the focus has been on irrigation water.
Microbes are affected by light. So they're not just these bumbling organisms that just randomly move about. They could be photosensitive. And what we found out was not every day is sunny and bright. And not every day is at the perfect temperature where being sunny and bright actually translates into antimicrobial activity.
Dev Kumar says the research showed temperature was also a factor.
One of the things we noticed was slightly cooler temperatures. When there's an optimum amount of sunlight, the antimicrobial activity is significant. So slightly cooler days with good amount of sunshine seems to reduce bacteria quite a bit.
Dev Kumar says their research focused mainly on surface water used for irrigation rather than groundwater, since it's more likely to be exposed to bacterial sources. The researchers made another discovery, and we'll cover that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news. The ag economists at the University of Illinois have lowered their projections for the average corn price expected for this year's crop down to $5.10 per bushel. Economist Joe Jansen says farmers will be facing a tighter profitability in the coming year.
I look at the supply and demand fundamentals. I think you have to expect that the U.S. corn crop in 2023 will be larger than the one in 2022. And I think you have to look at the headwinds that we face in terms of both export demand and some of the domestic demand factors, and it doesn't take much to kind of push this market over that edge where we revert to sort of longer run, lower price levels, and that's where we know markets go in the long run. The cure for high prices is high prices, as they say.
That's why the University of Illinois economics team came up with a season average price of $5.10 per bushel.
It's important to know what that price is. That's based on USDA's methodology for calculating the season average price, the price that we're going to see across the whole marketing year for the 2023-24 crop. I think you have to expect that that'll be lower, but there are opportunities to make sales at prices, you know, significantly above that if you're willing to commit today.
And for the old crop still in the barn, he says there's some challenges there.
For corn, export sales pace is behind expectations. We had a smaller corn crop in general in the United States, not here in Illinois, but in general in the United States this year. So there's maybe a little bit less to move, particularly if you're someone out in the Western Corn Belt. But there's, a crop to move at what are historically very high prices.
Jansen adds exports have been nothing less than disappointing.
I don't know if it's an underplayed story, but we really have relied on Chinese demand for U.S. corn in the last 2 years. Prior to that, we didn't sell very much corn to China. We've sold a lot of corn to China in the last 2 years, and they're not buying quite as much as they did. That's kind of changed the nature of the export picture for corn.
That's University of Illinois economist Joe Jansen. And that's your Ag News on this Thursday.
No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/fraud. Watch Network.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
2022 was certainly an interesting year in the ag business. What will 2023 look like? Join me, Jeff Aiken, for Ag Outlook 2023. We will look at what's ahead for the grains market. Then we'll talk about the livestock markets. You will hear from Kansas Ag Secretary Mike Bean, Kansas Water Office Director Connie Owen, and others as we look back at last year and look ahead to this year on Ag Outlook 2023.
Ag Outlook 2023 airs Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. on KNDY, and includes a look at the grain and livestock prospects for the year ahead. Tune this Saturday morning for the Ag Outlook on KNDY and being presented by these Ag supporters.
This is Thad Argenbride with Performance Ag in Waterville, your Pioneer dealer. Our vision at Performance Ag is to deliver to you the very best in seed genetics from Pioneer, along with the best in service, which includes on-site seed treatment, direct delivery, and tender use. Call me, Thad Argenbride, at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you get more than a bag of seed.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health. Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Try planting a different kind of corn in your fields. Popcorn. If there's a buyer, popcorn can be a lucrative specialty crop on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Is a favorite snack food that's been around for thousands of years. Planting and growing popcorn is very similar to regular field corn and can be harvested by combine with specific settings to reduce kernel damage. The main differences come into play after harvest. Jay Holbert is the president and CEO of Ag Alumni Seed in Indiana. He says popcorn can't be dried with a high-heat dryer like regular corn because it reduces popping expansion. Instead, it's conditioned either by the popcorn company or in the farmer's bin using ambient air. It's critical to have the right amount of moisture in the kernel for the pressure buildup and explosion that creates popcorn.
Most popcorn companies want their farmers to harvest at, let's say, 15 to 17%. You don't want to go too much lower than that because too dry, it doesn't pop as well. If you're too wet, you run a greater risk of scuffing the pericarp, and a cracked or scuffed pericarp is not going to pop. That's where a lot of the old maids that you see in popcorn come from.
Popcorn companies contract with growers and buy it from them by the pound. The price per pound is set by the companies.
Normally, they want to run their contract so that they're paying a premium over the Chicago Board of Trade price for corn. They pay a premium in order to encourage that special care and handling that's going to be required, especially at harvest, to get really high-quality popcorn.
Holbert emphasizes that before you decide to plant popcorn, know exactly where it will be sold after harvest. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about growing popcorn at agriculture.com.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Trade opened a bit firmer this morning than what we've had in the last several days. Grains and beans up today. Corn also up. Livestock down, though. A winter South America forecast and present weather conditions influencing the markets. People are just going to wait on, the traders in particular, are going to wait on just to see just how much damage was done to that South American crop. But right now, there's some confidence in the markets right now. Taking a look at the markets, we're looking at corn for March at 680, 2 and 3 quarters. That's up 8. May corn, 680 and a half. That's up 7 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for March, 867 and a half, that's up 24 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for May, 861 and a quarter, that's up 23 and a quarter. Oats for March at 385, that's up 7. May oats at 377, that's up 7 and a quarter right now. Taking a look at soybeans for March, 1518 and a half, that's up 16. May soybeans at 1510 and a half, that's up 14 at the present time. Cotton for March, 87.72, that's up $1.06. Cotton for May, 88.17, that's up 93 cents right now. Live cattle for February down 52.5 cents at 157.07. Live cattle for April down 70 cents at 160.85. Feeder cattle for January up 17.5 cents at 179.57. And March feeder cattle at 183.32, that's down 42.5 cents. Crude oil for March influencing the markets a bit here on this Thursday, up $1.17 at 81.83. Wall Street right now up 26 with the Dow, S&P up 14, NASDAQ up 108. Now, earlier in the day, the Dow was down for a bit, but they have recovered. Looks like that right now Wall Street doing okay on this Thursday, January the 26th. That's it for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Go Hog Wild!
It's $5.99 barbecue time. Hurry to Hog Wild for a complete barbecue meal that's sure to fill you up for only $5.99. Josh Nicolette, Hog Wild partner and general manager at Harry and Rock Road, has got all the details.
Get a Hog Wild sandwich loaded with our award-winning meats like pulled pork, pulled chicken, or hot links. Plus your choice of a classic side and a drink for just $5.99.
Upgrade your sandwich to beef brisket for just a dollar more. Join us for lunch or dinner. You can also order online at GoHogWild.com. Hogwild Pit Barbecue, 6 locations in Wichita, also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
With the winter season in full swing, now is a good time to consider placing pond structures. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Joe Gerken, K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Specialist, gives insight on pond structures and the roles that these structures play in promoting a healthy habitat for fish.
Yeah, you know, we've had some really cold days. We had a really, really cold spell over Christmas time. But once we start to get those cold spells and start to get some ice on our ponds, that's really a good time to think about structure and the benefits of structure to our fish communities and our ponds moving forward. You know, it's like a house for your fish. And so the fish need to have a place to hang out, to live, to make babies and spawn. And that means the fish that we want to catch in our ponds. It also means the little bait fish. They need to have a place to go hide, or the baby fish need to have a place to hide so that they're not getting consumed. So structure is just different places for the fish to hide. It can come in all kinds of forms, rocks, trees, just different habitats for the fish to live in.
Gerken describes artificial structures and some benefits of using them.
So you probably wouldn't want to put an artificial Christmas tree in your pond, but, you know, one of the booming industries that's really come a long ways in the last 5 years or so is artificial structure for your pond. And so these are structures that are made specifically to put in your pond for specific purposes. A lot of them nowadays can mimic natural conditions that allow things like macroinvertebrates, another word for bugs. So they can allow bugs to grow. They can allow for algae to grow. Lots of benefits for the fish. They cost more money. The benefit of artificial structure is that it lasts for a long time, you know, probably your lifetime once you make this investment. So there would be some benefits of artificial structure. There's also some natural structures you can introduce as well.
Gerken goes on to explain natural pond structures and how to safely utilize icy conditions to place them.
Taking a Christmas tree or other cedar trees and kind of bunching them together. Generally, I recommend like a 1/4-inch cable, some sort of cable that can go around them all tied to some cinder blocks. You want to make sure the structure gets to the bottom. But Christmas trees, cedar trees, all those conifers are fantastic habitat for fish. So you want to make sure your ice is safe. So in Kansas, we recommend 3 to 4 inches at least. We would want to make sure we have quite a few days below freezing. But yeah, you can take these trees out. You can also, you know, take just branches if you have big branches. But we want to make piles of these habitats around the ponds. Generally, I recommend somewhere around 10 to 20 different habitat structures per acre. So quite a few of them. Big rocks are another thing you could do. You could go place those out. Those are another type of structure. But placing them on the ice when it's safe to get on is a lot easier. And then when that ice melts, they'll be taken down to the bottom of the pond and provide the benefits of that structure.
That's K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Specialist Joe Gerken providing us with insight on pond structures for healthy fish habitats. I'm Katie Figge, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Hello, loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Is that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh well, goodbye. Although I'll cry.
As we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
One of the original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.